The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
It's the Box Score Breakdown, presented by Hoop Bowl on this, your Friday slate of games, the 8th of January 2021. G'day, I am your host, Scotty. You can find me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. My co-host, he's normally here, but it's his birthday today. A big shout out to you, Mr. J. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. Say happy birthday to him on Twitter. He'll enjoy it. Trust me, he'll love it. Massive slate of games. We will talk through the Celtics, the Wizards, the OKC and the Knicks, the Nets looking very, very slim in my balls up against the Lakers, Clippers, the Warriors and a whole heap more. And to join me, a big Happy New Year to our favourite wine connoisseur, Stevie V. Stephen Vidovich, hello, mate.
Hey, man. Happy New Year to all you guys out there. Happy to be here.
Yeah, man. Had a safe holiday. I know things are a bit dicey over there.
Yeah, very safe. No one's sick, so that's always a good thing. Just hung out with my girlfriend and our little dog.
Oh, beautiful, man. That's nice. Hey, look, we've got a fairly big slate of games, so let's get straight into it, shall we?
Yeah.
So the first game we're going to talk about, an OT win for the Detroit Pistons over the Suns. The Suns 105, the Pistons 110. Devin Booker missed a potential game winner in regulation, and then they ended up losing to the Pistons. Booker, 23 points, 8 of 18 field goals, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 5 three-pointers, 3 assists, 2 steal, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. Booker somehow played 38 minutes without a rebound. He's firmly outside the top 150 in 9 cat at the moment. The consequences of his 4.8 turnovers a game, even without turnovers, he'd only be mid-round value with year-on-year dips in scoring, averaging 21.5 points per game, 3.8 rebounds and 4.6 assists. Came in shooting a career worst 77.3% from the line, down from 91.9 last season. The only good news is that he is healthy, and I guess these issues are correctable. Are you losing faith as a fantasy GM, Stevie, in Devin Booker?
Right now, I'm thinking that he probably went a little bit too high in redraft leagues. However, I think that this is a great time to buy low on Booker. If you have somebody in your league who is down on him, I think this is a terrific time to buy low. He's not going to have as monstrous of a year as he did last year, but there is no way that he finishes outside of the top 100 this season. I would look at maybe getting rid of trading a fourth round current value player for Booker, see what you can get from a disgruntled owner. You know, if you could trade off, for example, Tobias Harris has had a monstrous start to the season. Maybe you could even do a one for one Tobias Harris for Devin Booker.
Currently COVID protocol Tobias Harris.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Other guys, maybe you could try and throw out there, maybe a Kyle Lowry, maybe Rashawn Holmes. I don't know if those will get you Booker, but if there is somebody that is unhappy with him, I definitely think it's a buy low moment.
Speaking of CP3, he had a fairly monstrous game in 38 minutes, or monstrous in the way of time anyway. 11.7 rebounds, 9 assists. He got 5 from 11 from the field, shooting 45%, 1 from 4 from deep as well. Only 2 turnovers, so good on CP3. 3 for that one. DeAndre Ayton in 37 minutes, a double-double for him, 14 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists and 2 monstrous blocks, 7 from 8 from the floor, missed all 3 shots from the foul line though. And one other player, Cameron Payne, had an interesting day in 15 minutes. He's quietly been flying under the radar, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals to go with 3 from 6 from the floor. Missed all 3 shots from deep for him. On the Pistons side of things, DeLon Wright gained some traction during the OT win over the Phoenix, shooting 7 of 11 to finish with 16 points, 6 dimes, 5 rebounds, and 1 turnover in 34 minutes. He struggled this season. He was in danger of falling out with Dwayne Casey's rotation, I think. And that all changed, though, when Killian Hayes suffered a torn labrum in his right hip. Sounds extremely painful. Wright played 25 and 34 minutes over the past 2 games. And do you think he's worth grabbing if he's still available out there with Hayes' injury?
On Tuesday night and every weekday night, we have a live Discord chat for Fantasy Pass subscribers on Discord, where we take field, you know, everyone's season-long fantasy questions, who gets the Fantasy Pass, which is just $4.99 a month, great deal. And I actually filled in on Tuesday for Adam King, and I got a lot of questions involving DeLon Wright. I am under the opinion to hold him or pick him up in standard formats. Like you said, Killian Hayes is going to miss quite some time. Derrick Rose is not somebody that they're trying to develop for the future. You know, DeLon Wright is not a super young player at 28 years old, but he cannot do worse than he did to start the season. He's had 2 nice showings. I definitely think that he finishes somewhere in the range of a top 120 and deserves a roster spot for the time being.
And 2 other decent games from some pretty good players. Jeremy Grant, not bad for a mid to late round value in 42 minutes, 31 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists and a block, shot 10 from 15 from the floor, 3 from 5 from deep, 8 from 11 from the foul line for him, and only 2 turnovers. And big Blake Griffin in 40 minutes got himself a double-double as well. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, shot 5 from 13 from the floor, which a bit disappointing in the field goal percentage for Griffin. 1 from 5 from deep, 5 from 6 from the charity stripe. But speaking of the Fantasy Pass, that is still the best deal in the industry at $4.99 a month. And now we're into the regular season. There is zero commitment. You can sign up for 1 month for just $5. If you don't like it, you can cancel. But we know you'll love it. It's always nice to have that option to cancel it, though. The Fantasy Pass has everything you'll need to dominate all season long. Updating projections, new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule and streaming charts, pickups and drops in our newest and coolest feature, the Hoopball Discord server, where you can hang out with the Hoopball pros around the clock and get one-on-one help with your team. Like Stephen, you're pretty active on the Discord. As you said, you jumped on and did the sort of waiver wire YouTube-y show in place of Kingy the other day.
Yeah, Discord has been such a great tool for our fantasy subscribers at HoopBall. It's really created a community where not only do you have the pros answering your questions pretty much all the time, and then there are scheduled office hours, but you also have fellow fantasy players like whoever's listening right now. You guys are some of the best in the business. at Fantasy, and you guys can help each other out. And I've seen a lot of that on Discord. It's very active, and it is a lot of fun. Worth it alone.
Absolutely. So go and check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com and click on the Fantasy Pass ad below the main media wall. Having a look at game number two for the day, the Wiz continue their bit of a lousy start to the season. I don't know how much longer this coach has got. Scotty's in a bit of trouble, I think. 107 lost to the now 7-3 Boston Celtics, 116. Westbrook played through some pain, but before we'll talk about and give you his box score, Bradley Beal dropped 41 points, 16 of 29 field goals, 5 for 5 from the stripe with 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, 4 triples and 5 turnovers. But the Wizard fell to Boston on Friday, as I said, in the 116-107 loss. He was coming off a career-high 60-point effort, was Beal, which tied the franchise high as well, but it still bothered because the Wizards lost. He said he was a bit pissed off that one of his career highs came in a loss. Very interesting. Obviously, they're you know, as I said, 2-7. Do you think there might be some trade rumors coming from Bradley Beal wanting to get out of here because he's not happy with how the Wizards are doing? And then how would that fare for his fantasy projection?
I really am not sure about Bradley Beal demanding a trade in Washington. It could happen with the, you know, how they've been over the last few years, or but Bradley Beal has been absolutely on fire. There's a highway out here called Highway 101, which you don't want to be on. But over the last two games, Bradley Beal is making it 101 with 101 points over two games. 101. That is fantastic. Fantastic.
And as I said, Russell Westbrook dislocated his finger the other night, played through the pain today, 33 minutes, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. He also got a block, shot 4 from 16 from the floor in 25%. He shot 2 of 5 from deep, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. That finger clearly still maybe a bit of an issue. 30 minutes for Thomas Bryant, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal and a block. Missed his only shot from deep, though. Who else have we got there? Rui Hachimura in 37 minutes, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 steals. Shot 7 from 12 from the floor, 1 from 3 from deep, and another dud line for Advia in 14 minutes, and that's all he got. He got a donut in the points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist, shot 0 from 3 from the floor, missed his only 2 shots from deep for Advia. I don't know if better times are ahead, but Bertans clearly come and picked up the slack in that one for him. On the Boston side, Peyton Pritchard had a pretty strong game off the bench, scoring 11 points, 3 from 4 from the field, 2 from 2 from the charity stripe with 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 triples in 23 minutes. The big news coming out of Boston on Friday was that Kemba Walker's knee has just got the green light to resume practicing. So his return to action is not too far away. Do you think that will hurt Pritchard in the long run, even though it seems he's significantly outplaying Jeff Teague at the moment?
So even though Kemba, I don't know how far out Kemba is. He's going to start practicing with the team. The Celtics are obviously going to treat him with kid gloves even when he does return. So I definitely think there's a role off the bench for a guard. And like you said, Pritchard has been outplaying the veteran Teague for this season. I'm here on this pod to apologize to Pritchard, to you, and to Mr. Jolly, because on the last podcast that we did in the preseason, I said that there was nothing to look at with Pritchard. Didn't think that he would be a part of the rotation, and I was wrong. I was proven completely wrong.
I was with you on that one. Don't worry.
But yeah. You know, it's nice to be proven wrong by these rookies because you get to know their game. Pritchard is, you know, a standard league value for now. Kemba's return, it might, you know, render him only valuable in deeper formats, but there's no guarantee when Kemba is going to come back, even though we got a positive report today. And even when he does come back, he's most likely going to have a minutes restriction.
Nice, man. Daniel Theis, he got 29 minutes, 10.6 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. Shot 4 from 7 from the field, 1 from 1 from deep for the big fella. He's looking more and more solid as the time goes, although Tristan Thompson did not play today. So when Tristan Thompson is out, Theis is definitely someone who you could stream. Jason Tatum, of course, rock solid as ever. 35 minutes, 32 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Shot 14 from 27 from the floor, 3 from 9 from deep as well. And Jaylen Brown continues his massive, massive season. 38 minutes, a double-double, 27 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Shot 9 from 19 from the floor and 3 from 6 from deep for him. Let's move on to the OKC Thunder 101 over the Knicks 89. Let's have a look at some of the interesting box scores before we get to who Steven wants to talk about. SGA in 35 minutes, a double-double for him. Flirted with a triple-double, in fact. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, and a block. Shot 9 from 14 from the floor, 3 from 3 from deep, 4 from 6 from the charity stripe, 3 turnovers. Big Al Horford. I'm sure if anyone follows Al Horford's sister on Twitter, you would have known everything that had happened in the game. But 29 minutes for him, 15 points, 8 rebounds, a steal as well. 6 from 15 from the floor, 3 from 7 from deep. Missed his only 2 shots from the stripe. And interesting, Diallo, he got himself 29 minutes and a double-double, 23 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 8 from 13 from the floor, 1 from 2 from deep, 6 from 8 from the free throw line, and only the 1 turnover for him. But George Hill, interestingly enough, in 28 minutes, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 block, missed his only 2 shots from deep. So obviously his rebounds, his blocks, and his points hurt you. His turnovers usually are pretty good because they're normally quite, you know, low. Stevie, where is George Hill currently ranked, or where do you think he's ranked in 9-cat format at this stage?
You know, he's surprisingly just around the top 100. He's the veteran guard on this team. I don't think there's anything to worry about with Hill. This is just a bad performance. And one other comment on this Thunder squad is I feel like you could just take a die and put, you know, Diallo, Maledon, Dort, Bazley, Roby, all these guys on the die and just roll it. And one of them is going to have a breakout performance. You know, Diallo is not a guy that I would rush to the wire to pick up after this one because you do these box score breakdowns. I mean, don't you notice that on any given night, there's a new guy on the Thunder that just has a fantastic line?
Absolutely. Like Dort will have a breakout game and then have 6 duds in a row. Basley's probably been the most consistent out of them all. And even he's had a few duds sprinkled in with, you know, 3 or 4 double-doubles that he's had. This is Diallo's first one. Maledon hasn't really broken out yet, although I secretly hope so because I've got him in 1 or 2 of my fantasy dynasty leagues. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Either one of them can definitely break out on any given night, which makes it that much harder and that much worse as a fantasy GM. On the Knicks side of things, Austin Rivers had 12.6 assists, 5 rebounds in 32 minutes, shooting 5 of 12 from the field with a pair of 3-pointers. The Knicks ranked 12th in team 3-point percentage, 37.2%. But they're 28th in 3-pointers made at 10.0 a game. Only teams making fewer triples per game are the Cavs and the Pels. Their need for 3-point shooting plays directly to Rivers' strengths. He's been impressive with a game winner last Saturday, followed by a bit of a terrible stretch on a Wednesday where he scored 14 straight points to beat the Jazz. He's worth a roster spot, I think, for scoring triples, maybe a dash of assists. But do you think his current 58.5% shooting will come back to earth sooner rather than later, Stevie?
Yes, definitely. But yeah, you laid it out perfectly. Austin Rivers is the Knicks need a veteran guard off the bench. Alec Burks went down. Austin Rivers came back from injury, and you can plug and play into lineups. I am worried about when Alec Burks comes back, what that will do to Austin Rivers' value. The 58% shooting is, you know, small sample size. That's going to come back. He shot 5 of 12 tonight. I could see him, you know, shooting around, 43%, 44% this season, maybe slightly higher. But, yeah, he's not going to stick near 60.
Elfrid Payton in 31 minutes got 16 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, shot 4 from 16 from the floor, which is terrible, but we already know his field goal percentage is not that great. 1 from 4 from deep, 7 from 8 from the charity stripe as well to go with. No turnovers for Elfrid Payton. And in 31 minutes, Julius Randle seems to be the go-to man, the number one option for the Knicks. 18 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 8 from 15 from the floor, 1 from 1 from deep, 1 from 3 from the charity stripe with only 2 turnovers. I need to pause the show quickly for an announcement, and it's a fun one. It's free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff, and what is that free stuff? The Bruise Letter, it's back, baby. Oh, yes, it is. It's back. It's fresh for the 2021 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Brewski, is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else. It's not on the website, not on a podcast, not on social media, certainly not on Discord, even though I hear he's a bit sneaky on the Discord channel, gets in there and bashes out some interesting information itself. It's only in the email newsletter. You can sign up and get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Bruise as in B-R-E-W-S, letter 2021, and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox. The next game, a interesting game at that one. The Charlotte Hornets, 118, defeated the New Orleans Pelicans, 110. And LaMelo Ball certainly starred in the win over the Pels. A near triple-double. He scored 12 points, 4 of 11 field goals, 3 of 4 from the foul line with 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 3 turnovers in 26 minutes. It was a pretty cool moment for the Ball family as it was LaMelo's first duel of many against brother Lonzo, I reckon. But LaMelo, he's looked like an absolute star, hasn't he? It's only a matter of time before he's got to get a bigger role in this offense for the Charlotte Hornets, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I honestly think that LaMelo might be the Hornets' best point guard already. 9 games into the season, they have 3 point guards, and I already think that he's the best one. He's not that great of a shooter, but he can do, you know, he's a wizard with the ball in his hands as far as passing it. He rebounds well, just like Lonzo. He has been able to pick up defensive stats. He only got, 1 steal tonight. But, you know, the field goal percent is going to hurt. The free throw percent is probably going to hurt this year. But he is a standard league player already, which, you know, I wasn't predicting that to start the year. But here is another rookie proving me wrong. And, yeah, do you think he's the best point guard on their roster?
I think he probably is the best point guard at this point on the roster, and I don't think it's all that close.
I completely agree.
38 minutes for Gordon Hayward tonight, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals to go with 9 from 18 from the floor, 4 from 7 from deep, 4 from 4 from the charity stripe. DVG had 37 minutes, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists for him. The usual terrible shooting, 38.5% for him. 2 from 8 from deep, made 8 attempts. Scary Terry got 4 from 10, mind you, from deep as well. And PJ Washington, he's you know, up and down this season, admittedly, but I like the potential that this kid has. 28 minutes, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 3 from 8 from the floor, 1 from 4 from deep, 2 from 4 from the charity stripe for him. Let's have a look at the Pels, and Zion Williamson had a pretty strong showing in a losing effort. He scored 26 points on 12 of 22 from shooting. He had 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 turnovers in 34 minutes. But how good is this guy to watch? There was a sequence in that second quarter where Zion missed the layup, but out-muscled several of the Hornets guys for 2 boards. Now, he may not live up to his ADP either. He's, you know, always one of those buzzy guys, one of those buzzy names where people tend to go and overdraft. But his defensive stats are starting to show up very much consistently. If you're punting free throw percentage and turnovers, definitely flirting with a top 50 Ninecat numbers, 21.9 points, 8.1 rebounds, 1.3 assists, 1.3 steals on 55.7 from the field. That's not bad going for Zion.
Yeah, you know, you said it correctly. He got overdrafted because he's a buzzy name. I still think that the defensive stats could be a little bit more. I think he could just do more on the defensive end, be a little bit more active. And I really would like to see his defensive numbers increase. He hasn't really blocked as many shots as I was expecting. Yeah, his steals are definitely getting to the point where you want them to be.
Lonzo Ball in 37 minutes, got 5 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal and a block shot. Only shot 2 from 8 from the field and 1 from 7 from deep in a bit of a terrible shooting effort from Lonzo. Brandon Ingram continues his solid start to the season. 36 minutes, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. You love it when they stuff those cats, don't you? 3 from 11 from the field, 3 from 10 from deep, 8 from 9 from the charity stripe. Oh, God, the Pels could not shoot, let me tell you. And Josh Hart, who's become a bit of an interesting streamer in 27 minutes, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal, shot 6 from 8 from the field, 4 from 5 from deep, 3 from 4 from the charity stripe as well. Looking at our next game, the Magic, with Fultz now out injured, I think they're a little bit lost, especially after the way that they started and how well Markelle Fultz started. So the Magic, though, 90, lost to the Rockets, 132. An interesting guy that we will talk about, Mo Bamba, suffered a mild back strain in the fourth quarter. He exited with 12.7 rebounds, 2 3-pointers in just 13 minutes. He just returned from a bit of a lengthy recovery from COVID-19 for him. So it's disappointing, I guess, to see him suffer a bit of a health setback. I hope he plays tomorrow against the Mavs. He looked pretty good in limited action tonight, though. Thoughts on Mo Bamba, Stephen?
Yeah, you feel bad for a guy who just can't stay on the court. I mean, he had a great game in really limited minutes. Basically, his first sample of you know, rotation minutes for the Magic this season. He struggled with COVID for 7-8 months or about that. He now has a back injury. I'm with you. I hope he suits up again. He's worth a look in deeper formats. Definitely not on the radar in standard leagues, but I'm rooting for Bamba that he gets healthy so we can see what he does on the court, because he is a guy who could block shots and hit three-pointers, which is just, you know, fantasy gold if he saw even 24 minutes a game.
Nikola Vucevic in 30 minutes, 22 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 8 from 19 from the floor, 3 from 7 from deep for the Vooch. That's what we like to see. 3 from 3 from the charity stripe without a turnover. So he did pretty well there. And Cole Anthony in his first official start, 28 minutes, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Shot 6 from 14 from the floor, missed all 3 shots from deep, 3 from 4 from the charity stripe with 4 turnovers. So you might want to keep your eye on that one. We expect him to shoot a little bit disappointing, but the turnovers might hurt you as well. On the Rockets side, James Harden, he scored 15 points for the second straight game, making 6 of 13 shots, with 3 3-pointers, 13 assists, 5 rebounds, and 1 block in 31 minutes. John Wall added 14 points with 4 dimes. Harden's minutes were a team high in what was the blowout win. Those fantasy managers who decided to keep taking Harden up, even though he looked like he was training for a hot dog eating marathon in Vegas in the offseason, must be counting their blessings that he is just simply one of the best offensive basketballers going around.
Absolutely. I mean, you still get questions on, should I try and trade for Harden? And the answer is always yes. I don't like his fantasy game, or I don't like his actual reality basketball game that much. I guess most Warrior fans don't, to be honest. But 13 assists from the guy on a night where he only had 15 points, chipped in 5 rebounds and a block. Harden is just, you know, otherworldly when it comes to that step back three. He is going to end up as, at worst, a top 5 fantasy player, regardless of what team he's playing for. He could do this for the Nets easily if he got traded there. He could do this for the Sixers. The guy is just, you know, unstoppable on the offensive end, like you said.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Speaking of another guy who's unstoppable in 27 minutes, a guy who is legitimate first round value right now, Christian Wood. Another double-double for this guy. 22 minutes, 27 minutes, 22 points, 15 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks. Shot 9 of 17 from the floor, 1 of 5 from deep, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe, and only 1 turnover. Wow, this guy is ridiculously good on the Rockets. And interesting from Boogie. In 16 minutes, got 6 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, shot 1 from 7 from the floor, which is terrible. Missed all 4 shots from deep, but got to the line and shot 4 from 5 from the line without a turnover in what could be a change in fortune and a bit of an uptick for Boogie. Now that that's the second straight game he's had a bit of a showing in. Having a look at the Brooklyn Nets, they are shorthanded and went down 110 to the Grizzlies 115. Though the Grizzlies aren't exactly high on players either. But the shorthanded Nets, tried their best despite Caris LeVert pouring in a season-high 43 points on 15 of 23 field goals, 6 of 6 from the charity stripe with 7 three-pointers, 6 assists and 5 rebounds. Caris LeVert fell 8 points shy of his best in the scoring column for his career, but ultimately ran out of gas. Mate, the guy, we always said he would be phenomenal if anything happened to Kyrie. Now, KD's, sitting as well, isolating. Very good in DFS. His DFS salary hadn't caught up to him. It probably will come tomorrow. And obviously, he is continuing to play whilst KD and Kyrie are out, whether or not Kyrie wants to play tomorrow or not. So I guess we would have to see what happens on Sunday's home game, but a massive effort today from Caris LeVert.
Yeah, Caris LeVert is an absolute stud. He can score with the best of them. People wondered, you know, who's going to pick up the slack when Kyrie and Kevin Durant sit out? Should I throw in a Jeff Green, a Torian Prince? No. It's all the Caris LeVert show. I mean, the guy, first of all, I think he has one of the best names in the NBA. and second of all, he just needs to be on his own team. He deserves to be a starting player in this league. It's unfortunate that he's coming off the bench, but props to him for being, you know, for being a willing member of the team throughout this whole process. Started last year, now he's back to the bench. He is just absolutely terrific. And if you have him on your team, you just hope that he gets moved at some point because Kyrie and Kevin Durant will be back. And he'll have less opportunity with coming off the bench. But if he ever gets moved, he could be a league winner that you drafted relatively late in fantasy drafts. I couldn't gush more about LeVert this year.
It's all about the championship. Those rings, baby, that's what it's all about. That's why he's a willing member. He thinks that they're going to win a championship, and I don't necessarily blame him. Jarrett Allen in 30 minutes. Yeah, he got a ton of time tonight. 12 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. God, you love those lines. 3 from 7 from the floor and 6 from 7 from the charity stripe with just 2 turnovers for him. And Torian Prince had an interesting night as well in 24 minutes, 16 points, 4 rebounds. He got 1 steal and a block. Shot only 4 from 13 from the floor and 1 from 4 from deep. Shot 7 from 7, though, from the charity stripe. On the Memphis Grizzlies side, Brandon Clark scored a season high, 21 points, going 9 of 22 from the field with 3 triples, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, and 1 steal in 33 minutes after a quiet start to his December. Brandon Clark certainly turning it on with his new starting role, isn't he? 5 assists tonight tied a career high for him. His numbers were a team high. His minutes were a team high, I should say. Mate, if he keeps going, it's going to be hard for Triple J when he returns to keep, Brandon Clark off the court, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lesson to learn from the Brandon Clark experience for me, and I'm sure it happens to the best of fantasy players, is in my home league early in the year, Clark was struggling. I saw a hot name on the wire, and so I actually dropped Clark and picked up somebody else that's probably not on my team anymore. That's a lesson to be learned, that you have to just sit on a guy for a couple weeks, especially I think Clark was coming into the year with a little bit of an injury. He just needed time to ramp up. He's full go now.
And a shout out to our very own Adam King. He loves himself some Brandon Clark. Dylan Brooks in 28 minutes, 24 points, 4 rebounds. No assists for him, which is a little bit interesting. Shot 10 from 19 from the floor in a better shooting display from him. 2 from 7 from deep, 2 from 3 from the free throw line for him. And Tyus Jones showed up for a double-double tonight in 31 minutes, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals as well, which is very, very nice indeed. 5 from 12 from the floor, 1 from 4 from deep. Didn't get to the charity stripe for him. I'm going to talk to you about our friends, mybookie.ag. And ever since I've started this podcast, everyone's been asking me for some betting tips. I always get asked, Lakers, Clippers, Rodgers, Mahomes, Ohio State, and Alabama. Who have I got? And I tell them where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I tell people to bet with MyBookie. MyBookie's reputation is rock solid. They've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets. The one sportsbook guaranteed to give me the best lines for the national championship college game. As I said, Ohio State, Alabama on January 11th, and every NFL playoff game as well. You know me, and you know that I don't give out my stamp of approval that easily. To earn it, you've got to be the best at what you do, and MyBookie is the best sports book out there, period. It's simple. Sign up and enter the promo code HOOPBALL and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000 schmackaroos. Head to MyBookie if you want to add a little extra excitement to the sports you love. Bet with the best. Bet with my bookie. And please, as I always say, gamble responsibly. Let's have a look at our next game. It is the Jazz, who are doing pretty interestingly well this season. 5-4. They got up over the Bucks. 131, the Bucks 118. Bojan Bogdanovic got himself going. Well, for the second time this year, let's see if he can keep it up. 20 points, 7 of 16 from the field, 2 from 2 from the stripe, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 triples and 3 turnovers in 30 minutes. He was dropped in quite a few leagues after scoring a combined 10 in his previous two games, but Bojan was a top 100 player in 9-cat last season on the back of his production. The reason for his slow start might be he's still trying to find his rhythm after some wrist surgery. Do you think there is better days ahead for Bojan?
Absolutely. And not only was he top 100 last year, but Bogdanovic has been top 110 in 9-cat leagues for 3 straight seasons, and he's been top 100 for the last 2 years. Sure, it's right around the 100 mark, but if you need a 3-point shooter, who doesn't do a whole lot else. You know, he rebounds a little bit, doesn't get you defensive stats. He usually shoots the ball better than we've seen thus far this year. And even last year was a down shooting year for him. But Bojan is for sure fire a standard league asset. And I think he's going to turn it on really soon. I mean, this might be the start. He'll have his off game from now and then, but he's not going to be as cold as he was to start the year.
Interestingly enough, Donovan Mitchell, 32 minutes, 32 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 block for him. Shot 12 from 24 from the floor, 4 from 9 from deep, 4 from 6 from the charity stripe with just 1 turnover. Mike Conley had a double-double again, 30 minutes, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 10 assists for him. He also shot 5 from 10 from deep, 6 from 12 from the field. Jordan Clarkson in 35 minutes got himself 26 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, shot 10 from 20 from the floor, 5 from 12 from deep for him. He's no longer just a streamer. He needs to be rostered everywhere at this point. And Rudy Gobert with a very tasty set of 14 blocks for him. Having a look at the Bucks side, Chris Cash Middleton in 36 minutes, got 31 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 11 from 19 from the field, 3 from 8 from deep, 6 from 6 from the charity stripe with just the 2 turnovers. Giannis, another big game from him, 33 minutes, 35 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block. 14 out of 25 for 56% from the field, 2 from 5 from deep, hallelujah, and 5 from 7 from the charity stripe for him, only the 2 turnovers. But, you know, before we do the show, you and I, we sent a few messages back and forward, Stevie, and I said, who do you want to talk about on the Knicks? Funnily enough, you threw me a curveball and wanted to talk about this year's number 45 selection, Jordan Nwora, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, I'm learning it myself. I believe you had it correct. Nwora. Yeah, you know, I didn't know much about this guy until this year, but he is just, you watch the games and you see these new draft picks coming in, like Peyton Pritchard, like LaMelo Ball, for people who don't watch college basketball or international basketball. And you just try and see who belongs on the court. And Nwora is a guy that belongs on an NBA court. He has played terrific, albeit in very limited sample size off the bench. But if you're in, let's say, a dynasty format, like, go and pick him up. He won't do much for you this year, but he also isn't hurting you anywhere. At least from the field, from the free throw line. You know, he's an old rookie. He's 22 years old. He played, I believe, 4 years in college at Louisville. But he just belongs on an NBA roster. He belongs on the court. He's getting minutes for a really deep Bucks team. And yeah, Dynasty League's Jordan Nwora, you know, little red alert sign right there for you guys.
If you play on like Fantrax that have a minors G League taxi squad type thing, certainly a place to grab him and stash him. In our next game, the Raptors, 144, got the win over Brewski's Sacramento Kings, 1-2-3. We'll start with the Raptors side. FVV in 33 minutes, 34 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists and a steal. Shot 13 from 22 from the floor, 5 from 9 from deep, 3 from 3 from the charity stripe. Pascal Siakam got himself a double-double in 33 minutes, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists, 1 steal. 1 block, 7 from 11 from the field, 1 from 2 from deep, 2 from 2 from the charity stripe. And Boucher, Chris Boucher in 29 minutes, got himself 23 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal and 3 very huge blocks. 9 from 12 from the floor, 2 from 4 from deep, 3 from 5 from the charity stripe from Chris Boucher. And Norman Powell in 27 minutes, 22 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 6 from 8 from the floor, 4 from 5 from deep, 6 from 6 from the charity stripe. Now, Norman Powell got the start in place of Kyle Lowry, who was out for personal reasons. What do you think Norman Powell placed last year in 9-cat league, Stephen?
Powell was a top 100 value last year. In 9-cat leagues.
He was 65. What do you think he's currently sitting at this year?
Probably 200.
246.
He's had a horrific start to the season. Absolutely awful. He's even got into the doghouse. I think there have been games where he's played less than 15 minutes because he just can't shoot. But I believe that he got off to a slow start last year, in part because I did draft him and then I dropped him and I was kicking myself like the Brandon Clark this season. Fortunately for me, I saw him get dropped in a spot. And because he's shown it last year, I like to trust the players that are proven commodities, that have proven that they belong on standard league rosters. Powell did that last year. Norman Powell is sitting on the wire in your league. I would go and scoop him up yesterday.
And on the Kings side, De'Aaron Fox joined the action back again in 25 minutes, got 23 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Shot 9 from 11 from the floor, missed his only shot from deep, shot 5 from 7 from the charity stripe. And nice shooting effort from De'Aaron Fox for a change. Tyrese Halliburton in 29 minutes, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals and a block. Shot 5 from 10 from the floor, 5 from 7 from deep for Tyrese Halliburton, and just the one turnover for him. But Harrison Barnes in 30 minutes, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, shot 6 from 8 from the floor. He shot 2 from 2 from deep, 7 from 10 from the free throw line for Harrison Barnes. Highest ranking of 79 in 9-cat leagues in his second season in the 2016-2017 season. Currently now ranked 79. He was only 164 last season. What do you think fantasy managers should do with Harrison Barnes, Stephen?
You know, I'm not a big fan of Harrison Barnes' fantasy game. Like you were saying, he was 160-something last year. He is a great NBA, a very good quality NBA player. He'll take advantage of a rookie any chance he gets. He plays within himself. You know, you got to keep him out there as he's producing 79 ranked 9-cat value. My prediction would be he falls back closer to, you know, the top 120. But that still means that he deserves to be rostered. And he does have a chance of staying within the top 100 if he keeps up at this pace.
The next game we've got to have a look at. My Chicago Bulls almost did it. They almost beat the Lakers, 115 to the Lakers, 117. Zach LaVine in 38 minutes, 38 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. Shot 14 from 22 from the floor, 4 from 7 from deep, 6 from 6 from the charity stripe for him. Kobe White in 32 minutes, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 from 14 from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep for him. And Wendell Carter Jr. in 25 minutes, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 9 from 15 from the floor, missed his only shot from deep and got 5 from 6 from the charity stripe. Otto Porter got himself injured, which I don't think is going to see any increased time for who is the backup center. Another interesting curveball you sent me, Stephen, but in 15 minutes, a donut for Daniel Gafford in the points column, but he got 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks, very interestingly enough, and had 2 turnovers as well. Daniel Gafford currently ranked 221 in 9-cat, certainly not usable. What is it that you want to talk about with Daniel Gafford, Stephen?
You know, I like to monitor the guys that are on the benches in on certain teams. I think that Gafford would become a spot start kind of streamer if he ever, if Wendell Carter Jr. or Lauri Markkanen were ever to miss some time. Gafford is clearly the backup center there. And perhaps Gafford is the kind of guy to put on the radar, put on the watch list. He's not an ad, but I would put him on the watch list. And if a situation were to arise where he got a spot start, I think he's streamable.
And for the Lakers, LeBron James, 34 minutes, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, shot 11 from 21 from the floor, missed all 5 shots from deep, and only shot 6 from 8 from the foul line. AD sat today, which is interestingly enough. Dennis Schroeder in 34 minutes, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Only shot 5 from 11 from the floor, but got 1 from 1 from deep, and also 6 from 8 from the charity stripe. But Montrezl Harrell, Trez as we call him, 29 minutes, 17 points, 14 rebounds in a double-double with a block, 7 from 13 from the floor, 3 from 3 from the charity stripe, broke a 6-game streak without a block, broke the 20-minute mark for the first time in 2021. Yes, it's only 9 days, but still, certainly the most positive performance out of Trez so far, ranked 138 in 9-cat leagues at the moment, Stephen.
Yeah, you know, Montrez is a very flashy player. He gets a lot of points. He gets a lot of rebounds. But the reason I included him on this list is this is basically his ceiling. Anthony Davis sat this one out. Montrez sees the most minutes he has this year. He gets, you know, 17 and 14, a really solid line, but pretty much nothing else. And that's the kind of player that he is at this stage of his career, especially with the Lakers. I don't see him all of a sudden blocking more shots, getting any steals. He doesn't seem to get any assists. So he has a really empty stat set, and I would try and trade him if I had him in a standard league. I don't think he's going to be viable for the duration of the season. This is peak Montrez with AD sitting, and it's still underwhelming.
A happy new year from our sponsor at Manscaped. Manscaped are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, offering precision engineered tools for your family jewels. And they are here to help you have clean balls in the new year. So ring in the new year with the right tools for the job. Come out of quarantine with clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0. This waterproof and skin-safe trimmer will reduce nicks to your two best friends. It's also time to freshen up down there in the new year with the Crop Preserver. It's an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpit, so why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And for on-the-go freshness, you'll love the Crop Reviver Ball Toner Spray. Start the new year off with a fresh set of testies. Thanks to Manscaped. Manscaped even threw in their shed travel bag to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. And speaking of comfort, the Manscaped anti-chafing boxer brief are also included and will bring your underwear game to the next level. Bring sexy back in 2021. Get 20% off with free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20. New year, new balls. Our last game for this massive slate today. The Clippers 105 went down to the Golden State Warriors 115. Paul George got himself 39 minutes, 25 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists and a block. Shot 9 from 13 from the floor, 5 from 7 from deep for PG. Serge Ibaka got himself 30 minutes, 19 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 9 from 12 from the floor, 1 from 2 from deep after a bit of a stirring up from Kawhi saying he's on the trading block after elbowing him in the jaw and knocking him out. And Nicholas Batum, 30 minutes, got 10 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 4 from 10 from the floor, 2 from 8 from deep for Batum. And speaking of Kawhi, he's continuing a great run of form. 34 minutes, 24 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists and 2 steals. 7 from 17 from the floor, 3 from 5 from deep, 7 from 8 from the charity stripe with 2 turnovers for Kawhi Leonard. Certainly performing when he's playing and not being knocked out by his own teammate, Stephen.
Yeah, that's the only thing that can slow this man down, that's for sure. Kawhi Leonard, you know, we're getting questions, is Paul George going to finish a season higher than Kawhi Leonard on a per game basis? And my answer is I really don't think so. I think Kawhi is the superior reality player, that's without question. In terms of fantasy, Paul George was on fire tonight. Even though the Warriors erased a 22-point deficit to end up winning the game by 10, he's going to get into the first round of value this year in terms of per game. Sure, maybe he'll get another elbow from Zubats this time. but yeah, Kawhi is a surefire first-round asset in fantasy. If you could, you know, you can't really buy low on Kawhi, but if you could, I would switch Paul George and Kawhi if I was getting Kawhi in the deal, even though George had
there's a hot take. There's a hot take. Wow. On the Golden State Warriors side of things, here's a red hot tip: Kelly Oubre can't shoot. I think we've all figured that one out by now. That is,
have you heard his nickname?
Go no,
Ubrick.
Is that like West Bricks? Wow, crazy. Look, I know everyone's buy low on Kelly Oubre. I'm out. I'm well and truly out of the Kelly Oubre stakes. But on the flip side, Steph Curry, he can shoot. 36 minutes, 38 points, 2 rebounds, 11 assists in a double-double for the chef that is Stephen Curry. 3 steals as well, 13 from 24 from the field, 9 from 14 from deep. Jeez, we love that from one half of the Splash Brother. 3 from 3 from the foul line as well. James Wiseman, he got himself 15 minutes, that's all. 9.6 rebounds and 2 blocks for the big fella. He also shot 1 from deep. Draymond Green in 30 minutes, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Stuffed the stat line quite a fair bit. And Andrew Wiggins, 28 minutes, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 from 10 from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep, 4 from 4 from the foul line, 3 turnovers for Andrew Wiggins. Stephen, are you buying what Wiggins is putting out there?
So I don't think that he's going to be as good as he's been over the last couple of weeks after a really slow start to the year. You know, it is worth noting that Oubre in this game actually got benched towards the end of the game. He was not part of the comeback. He was actually out of the game. Wiggins is way more of a fantasy asset than Oubre. Wiggins gets a lot of hate because of his big contract and his number one overall pick status. But the guy is around for standard league value. I think he will finish safely within the top 120 this year with top 100 potential. He's not going to get into the top 60, top 70 range.
Now, before we let you go, Stephen, a shout out to Tom Otten, who reached out to us on our Facebook group, Mr. Jolly and the Harlander. Go and check it out. Go and like it. Throw some stuff out. Plenty of guys who love fantasy talk, fantasy on there. But he's asked a question of which I think you're the perfect guy to answer, considering you've given us a couple of young guys to watch out for. So he has said, if you're doing a dynasty draft right now, how much would you, one, reach for LaMelo? Two, would you take him before Lonzo? Would you take him before Tyler Hero and before Kobe White? Some pretty big ones there. Stephen, what say you?
Well, how far to reach for him is the toughest of those questions. It's easier for me to compare with other guys. I would take him in front of Tyler Hero. I would take him in front of Lonzo Ball. And Kobe White, that one's a toss-up, and I think I might actually take LaMelo over Kobe White as well. I really like this LaMelo Ball. I think he's going to be a better player than his brother in the league. I don't think you'll have to wait that long, especially in Charlotte. I mean, you saw he almost put up a triple-double tonight. So I might pick LaMelo ahead of all of those guys you mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Well, thanks, Stephen. I appreciate you coming on. Our favorite wine connoisseur as you are. Go and have another glass of red, mate, and enjoy your evening over there in California. Thanks for joining us. You'll be back with us. Is it weekly? I don't know. I just get told to go and hop on and talk to whoever decides to talk to us.
Yeah, no, I'll be on bi-weekly, so I'll miss next week, and then I'll be on the following Friday.
Beautiful. Now, how can people reach you? You're on the Discord channel. What about Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter, I'm at Stephen Vidovich. It's Stephen spelled like Stephen Curry, and then Vidovich, V-I-D-O-V-I-C-H. That's at Stephen Vidovich on Twitter. Join us on Discord. I also do the Pickups of the Night, which is a great article. I'm actually going to hop off this to write tonight's Pickup of the Night for Fantasy Pass subscribers. So thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure as always.
Thanks, man. And thank you to everyone else. Don't forget, it's Mr. J's birthday. You can hit him up on Twitter. Say a big happy birthday to him. And Mr. Jolly of Sydney. I am your host, Scotty. You can find me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. Find us on Facebook at Mr. Jolly and the Harlander as well. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, review. Give us 5 stars if you like it that much. That is the Box Score Breakdown. We'll catch you Sunday night, Monday morning. Have a good weekend, guys. Stay safe.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.